It is essential for us to think of education. No one cannot grow without education. And to think of education is to think of the children in the future. This idea is widely spreading all over the world, including Japan. So there are many educational reform plans in Japan, such as early English teaching, compulsory dancing education, and reforming entrance exam. The TED speaker, Sir Ken Robinson, thinks much of human creativity, the unpredictability with it, and the children's talent. His contention is creativity is as important in education as literacy. I agree with his state, but he said, current educational system took creativity away from children, and public education killed our creativity, so we should think education over again. I don't agree with this. Excessively competitive society is a problem, not public education system. I think public education has more advantages than disadvantages in several points. First, public education gives people the foundation for the way of thinking. Over 90% of people live a long experience in their public education. In addition to literacy, all of required subjects in the school is needed for most people. For example, office worker must use correct expression, architect must be familiar with mathematics, and even dancer must understand history of the works. Currently, certainly, Ken Robinson said, not so much people don't teach as university professors, but they live in connection with public education in some way. Second, if people provide their children with various educations, the cost of it is much more than the present situation. Our idea is each children is given individual education suited for their talent. But this is not economical and not practical. It's a point of cost and effort. It is appropriate for us to policy for public education. The root of this problem, we lose creativity in the course of growing, is from competitive society, especially in Japan. As Ken Robinson said, public education came into being to meet the needs of industrialism before the 19th century. This society regarded mainly efficiency as important. When people in the society pass a profit, they want to think little of the unnecessary subject for industrialism. This idea is bad for our creativity and talent of children. Excessively industrialism is source of evil for education. In the future, education system should present children various future courses and sense of values. For example, in Germany, there are mainly two future courses in the graduation elementary school, Gymnasium and Meister. While the former is usually to go to college, the latter is for craftsmen. Traditionally in the country, craftsmen are regarded as important as university professors. The aim of public education is to help children line up at the starting line and more independent to some extent.